TV.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you this news flash. Scripture was fulfilled 2 days ago when the United States and Israel attacked Iran to dismantle, topple the government there, which is a religious government. Iran is a place where church and state operate as one. It is Islamic government. It has a self-declared goal of turning the whole world to its religion, to institute Sharia law, to subjugate the West, to kill the infidels, all sorts of rude things. And some people won't agree with this attack. Other people like it. It doesn't matter. The important thing is that Scripture is being fulfilled. I personally am not exactly sure about it, but I do know that it was an evil regime. And if we had left Hitler go, we'd all be speaking German right now. So, but I know there's a history in the United States of toppling governments, and then worse government comes in its place. Again, that doesn't matter either right now. My focus is that we are seeing a fulfillment of Scripture that really began in Trump's first term when he really chased ISIS down and destroyed that terrorist organization. But alas, it is but one terrorist organization, and the incubator remained. The breeding ground for terrorism remained. Did you know that Daniel prophesied concerning the Islamic religion? And he prophesied concerning Christianity. And he prophesied concerning Buddhism and Hinduism. Yes, he did. Daniel did. And Daniel predicted what happened 2 days ago. And I tell you, and I did tell you back in 2016 or 17, whenever ISIS was pretty much stamped out. And I thought that was the completion of the fulfillment of the Scripture. But again, it just didn't get the weed at the root. It took away the weed above the surface of the ground, but there was the root. This is much deeper what has happened now, and it is taking out the root. Did you know Daniel prophesied that the West would destroy the Eastern religions, namely the most mobile religion, which is Islam? This is Martin Zender. Welcome to MZTV. Our salvation, our snatching away draws nearer every day. And we're supposed to look at it that way. Even Paul said, our salvation today is closer than the day when we first believed. That would seem like a ridiculous statement. Like, how obvious can you get that our deliverance from this reign of terror down here on earth, even while we're being disciplined and taught things that are going to be very valuable, to say that, well, one day closer than it was yesterday, is basically what Paul was saying. That's true. It's logical. And it tells you something. I mean, it's not just a throwaway statement. It's not just Paul being Mr. Obvious. It's that we are to think, since Paul can't give a date of the snatching away because he didn't know a date, we still don't know a date. He still wanted to encourage people, the believers then and believers now, that, well, it's one day closer, it's one day closer. We're supposed to think that way. And I'm going to give a talk probably this week because I'm really burdened with this about how long it has been. 2,000 years is an unusually long prophetic period. So this is unusual. So for those people who say, it's only been 2,000 years, oh my God, please return to your seat and hold still while we put duct tape around your mouth. This is such a long period. It is due. So due. And again, if you had told the Apostle Paul and those first century believers that 2,000 years from their day, we would still be waiting for the snatching away. First, they wouldn't even be able to comprehend 2,000 years. What? If you had mentioned the year 2026 to them, they wouldn't have been able to compute. Does not compute. But because it's been such a long time, we have scoffers. Even in the body of Christ, there are scoffers. See, where is the promise of his coming? But folks, I'm telling you, this thing has to happen. The snatching away, the end of the aeon, the second coming of Christ, which will happen, it's now looking like exactly 7 years after the snatching away of Christ. We are looking for that snatching away to happen very soon. Again, when Paul says it's closer now than it was yesterday, he's legitimizing looking for it. He's legitimizing we need a word of comfort. He's giving credence and his approval of tell us something. Tell us it's close, Paul. Well, it's one of the closer than it was yesterday. This he wouldn't have said that if it wasn't noble to strain at these bonds of mortality and to look forward to these bodies changing into immortal bodies like Christ's glorious body. Daniel chapter 7. In year one of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel himself perceived a dream and visions of his head on his bed. Then he wrote down the dream, stating the beginning of the matters. Daniel was speaking up and saying, verse 2, I was perceiving in my vision during the night, and behold, the four winds of heaven were rushing forth to the vast sea, and four monstrous animals were coming up from the sea, diverse from one another. Now listen to this. You will not read this translation anywhere except the Concordant Version of the Old Testament. Verse 4. The eastern animal was like a lioness. The eastern animal. What do all the other versions say? The first animal. But Nock makes a very good case, and a lengthy case, and a complicated linguistic case in his book, Concordant Studies in the Book of Daniel, which I believe you can read online at concordant.org. Go to publications. You'll find it. Look around. It's called Concordant Studies in the Book of Daniel. The eastern animal was like a lioness, and then there was another animal like a she-bear. In place of this, another animal like a leopardess. In place of this, a fourth animal, terrifying and dreadful and exceedingly mighty. Almost every expositor believes that this image is a repeat of Nebuchadnezzar's metallic image, the dream of Nebuchadnezzar in chapter 2. They think it's a repeat of it. It's not. It's different. Because these animals are contemporaneous. They exist together. Whereas Nebuchadnezzar's image was one kingdom succeeding another kingdom. But we have evidence in Daniel chapter 7 that these animals exist at the same time. So this is not Nebuchadnezzar's metallic image. And for those who have never heard this truth, many of you have heard this before, you've been watching me, because I've been talking about this for years, because this is the key to understanding Christianity versus Islam, the West versus the East, and more importantly, the fulfillment of Scripture. Things that must happen before Christ returns to the earth. Things that will happen and must happen. These are four religions. Almost every expositor sees them as political kingdoms. They're political. They are kingdoms in the sense that from the heavenly perspective, because these are malevolent spiritual beings who are animating these four religions. What does Daniel say? Four winds of the heavens. They come from the spiritual, the heavenly realm. Where is Satan? In heaven, rushing forth to the vast sea. Four monstrous animals coming up from the sea. So they come from heaven to the earth. And the sea speaks of the roiling, broiling masses of humanity. And I have told you many times there are four major religions on the earth: Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, and Christianity. But look at this chart that I made back in, it doesn't matter when I made it, I think it was back in 1996. Look at this chart. And I remind you, the Eastern animal is like a lioness. Let me give it to you straight here. The lioness is Buddhism. The she-bear is Hinduism. The leopardess is Islam. The monstrous is Christianity. But the Eastern beast, and look, when Daniel talks about the characteristics of each beast, talks about the lioness having wings of a vulture. I perceived until her wings were scraped smooth. This is typical of Buddhism advancing very quickly early on, but then the wings are scraped smooth. It absolutely stopped and did not spread. She was lifted up from the earth and was made to stand on 2 feet like a mortal. Buddhism is one of the most benevolent religions. It's very peaceful. It gives honor to humanity and to animals. The heart of a mortal, the heart of a mortal was granted to her. I really hadn't planned on going through every one of these beasts to show you the similarities between the appropriate religion here, but the she-bear, Hinduism, three ribs in the mouth, the three castes of the Hindu religion, devour huge amounts of flesh. The upper castes devour the lower castes in the caste system of Hinduism. In place of this, a leopardess. She had four wings of a flyer on her arched back and four heads. There are four schools of Islam. Don't want to go through those now. But the wings. This is the most mobile religion. Look at the chart. Look at this. They go from east to west. Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, Christianity. And here are your characteristics underneath here. So I'm going to link that chart down here. Go hit the tab, show more, and you can read all the characteristics of these beasts, and you can see that they fit perfectly the four religions. There are more than four political blocks on the earth, but there are only four major religions. All other religions are offshoots of these religions. But here's the thing. Okay, Martin, what about the attack? What about the recent attack by the United States and Israel, mainly the United States, because Israel gets their weapons from us anyway, on Iran? This. In place of this, I was perceiving in the visions of the night, and behold, a fourth animal. This is the monstrous. It's an indistinct animal. It's not an animal that you would know. In other words, it's not a lioness. It's not a she-bear. They're all feminine, by the way. Feminine speaks of the spiritual realm. You know, it's not a leopardess. It's not given any characteristics of any known animal. So it's called a fourth animal. It is explained that she has monstrous iron teeth. A. Enoch calls this animal a monstrous. But listen to this. A fourth animal, and this, let's go back to the chart. Fourth animal is Christianity. Europe and the Americas. Okay, go back east. Buddhism, East Asia. Hinduism, India and environs. Islam, the Arab world. Christianity, Europe and the Americas. There you go. That's where they are on the map. And the Eastern beast is like a lioness. So they go from east to west. Let's go now and look at the characteristics of the Western beast, the Western animal. In place of this, I was perceiving in the visions of the night, and behold, a fourth animal, terrifying and dreadful and exceedingly mighty. She had monstrous iron teeth. and she was devouring and crushing and stamping upon the remainder. You just saw it on television. You saw it on television. Iron teeth, metal, devouring weapons of war. Christianity is armed like no other religion has ever been armed. And she's devouring and crushing and stamping upon the remainder. The remainder of what? I'm telling you, this is why I tell you these animals are contemporaneous. They all exist at the same time, which proves that they can't be a repeat of the four political kingdoms spoken of in Daniel. These, in Daniel chapter 2, these are religions. Stamping upon the remainder with her feet. Now let's go now to verse 23. Concerning the fourth animal. As for the fourth animal, there shall come to be a fourth kingdom on the earth. So this fourth animal, Christianity, is going to develop into a political power. Religion and politics will be mated together. This forms the beast. She shall devour the entire earth and thresh it and crush it. Devour the entire earth. How do you do that? Militarily, with weapons of war and the threat of weapons of war. Now, I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. We used weapons of war in World War II to drive Hitler out of Europe. Otherwise, we'd all be speaking German. So, I don't think it's a bad thing to wipe out a cancer that was preying on the whole world, and it would, if it had the chance, if it had the power, if it had the military capability to conquer the whole world. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but that doesn't even matter what my opinion is or what your opinion is. It is a fulfillment of Scripture. It must happen. And I've been waiting for this to happen for years. The West stamping on the Eastern religions. Again, verse 23, the fourth animal shall come to be a fourth kingdom that is diverse from all the other kingdoms. She shall devour the entire earth, thresh it, and crush it. Back to verse 7, a fourth animal, terrifying and dreadful and exceedingly mighty. She has monstrous iron teeth, and she was devouring and crushing and stamping upon the remainder. The remainder of what? The remainder of the beast east of her. And the only one of concern, the most mobile, and A. Enoch was writing about this like in the 50s and the 60s in Concordant Studies in the book of Daniel, when he talks about how mobile Islam is. Because it has wings, four wings. It's mobile, militant, wants to take over the world. Indeed. Let's go on in verse 7. Devouring, crushing, stamping upon the remainder with her feet. She was diverse from all the animals that were east of her. There it is again. There it is. And she had 10 horns. There are 10. There will be at the end 10 political or military powers or both. Some say there already are 10. I don't know what they are. All I know is that there are going to be 10. I'm sure you could look at the nations that are with the West and you can get 10. Here's the bottom line. The beast will come out of the West. I don't know why Christians keep saying the Antichrist has to be an Israel type. I don't know where they get that. It will be a horn will rise up. Here we go. Verse 8, I was contemplating on the horns. What horns? The horns of the fourth beast. She was diverse from all the animals that were east of her, and she had 10 horns. Verse 8, I was contemplating on the horns, and lo, another bit of horn came up among them, and 3 of the eastern horns were uprooted before it. Uprooted. We are uprooting the east. And lo, there were eyes like the eyes of a mortal in this horn. And there was a mouth declaring monstrous things, and it was making war with the saints. That's what it will do. I still believe that Trump is a great candidate for the man of lawlessness, but he's not that now. I honestly believe, you can laugh at me, disagree with me, whatever you want to do. I honestly believe that the man's long-term goals are for peace, whether this, and, well, peace and security, that's what people are looking for, and that's what is promised, and that's what will be delivered. It has to be that. There has to be peace and security, especially for Israel. And what is going to give Israel the peace and security she needs to rebuild that temple? This, to put a halt to the persecution from the, like, military persecution from her near neighbors, Iran. They want to wipe Israel off the map. They've said it. I'm not dreaming this up. They said they want to do that. That's why we had to take out any nuclear capabilities, because this nation, were they to obtain a nuclear warhead, would use it without even thinking twice. They'd wipe Israel out. I realize that the true people aren't living in the land right now. There are some. But the true Israelites will be taken during the tribulation from the four corners of the earth and brought into the land. And the imposters who are there now will be cast out of the kingdom. But that land's holy. Make no mistake. That land is separated to God. But Israel has to have peace and security to start up the sacrifices again. And this is what's going to do it. You have to stamp out her near neighbors. You have to stamp out Islam. And I thought it happened in Trump's first term when he took out the leaders, Soleimani, he took out ISIS, pretty much all those. I mean, that they were like reduced to almost nothing. But again, the root was still in place. The government was still in place. The ideology was still in place. You're never going to get rid of the ideology, which is kill the infidels. I mean, that's what it says in their holy book. So, well, you don't get rid of that. No. But you have to devitalize it, idle it, take away its weapons, take away its leadership. I'm not saying some other similar leadership might come in or something worse, but I don't think so. Maybe temporarily, but it can't be. Why can't it be? Because Israel's enemies need to be neutralized so that she can have peace and security. And the world, for a time, will have peace and security. We need that temple to be built. And as I've told you many times, it doesn't need to be an opulent temple. Doesn't need to be a Solomonic temple or a Herodian temple. It can be a pole barn. It can be a tent. As long as they are offering sacrifices, doesn't matter what it looks like. And this is where Christianity will be tricked. They're looking for a temple on the Temple Mount, where the Dome of the Rock is. And if they don't see it there, then they don't consider it a fulfillment of Scripture. Good, because they're going to miss it. They miss everything. Christianity misses everything. Just like the modern day Israel types miss everything. They miss their Messiah. So, you know, man, that's kind of a trend. They're praying at a wall that's actually a remnant of Roman barracks. They think it's a remnant of the Herodian temple when Jesus said that one stone will be left upon another one. Duh. But we need them to be at peace. And for them to be at peace, Trump just did us a big favor. What did Cyrus, King Cyrus, back in the day of Israel's bondage in Babylon? Cyrus, a heathen king, said rebuild the temple. And I've said this several times, there's a coin that was minted in Israel with Trump and Cyrus on it because they have similarities. They're both heathen kings, and they are both making it feasible for Israel to dwell in peace and security for a while. For a while. Until everything turns. If DJT is the man of lawlessness, he will be eliminated, but then will come back. And when he comes back, it won't be DJT anymore. It will be the man of lawlessness. It will be the beast, the spiritual being known as the beast, that will start the system known as the beast. And once again, I forgot to bring the whiskey to my table. When will I learn? When will I learn? I don't know, but that's okay. These are great times, harrowing times. It's going to get a little bit good. So look for that before it gets very, very bad. But for us, it's all good.